Hi, CAST community. Welcome back to The Roar, your one-stop shop for updates on research-related information and other happenings in the CAST community. I'm Pitomi with Project CASC, and for this episode, I wanted to circle back to two partnership announcements that we made this month, just to give a little bit more background and share why we're so excited about them. So the first is the partnership with the Rare Disease Translational Center at Jackson Laboratory, for the creation of a new CASC mouse model. So Jackson Laboratory is a multidisciplinary biomedical research center, and they have multiple research campuses, at least 7 research centers, and they study really a wide range of issues. And one of their newest centers is the Rare Disease Translational Center that really aims to push breakthroughs in rare disease research, particularly through accelerating the preclinical pipeline. So that's everything that happens in the lab before you get to clinical trial, all of that important research and testing of treatments before you can actually test them in humans. And JAX is really the world leader in developing animal models, especially these really incredibly important mouse models. I never thought that I would talk so much about mice, it's a really complex topic, but what I can say is that not all mouse models are good. It takes a lot of expertise to make a mouse model that will really display the traits and characteristics and symptoms of CASC. So that's one thing that's hugely important. And the other is that there are a lot of mouse models out there, including their decent number for CASC, but they're not always available to all researchers, or they're not always available until a particular researcher might complete or publish their research. So the wonderful thing about JAX is that it will be available to any researcher anywhere in the world once it's developed. So that's a really great asset of partnering with them, and of course just beyond the fact that they are the best at this. And then the other partnership is with Combined Brain, and Combined Brain is a nonprofit consortium of patient advocacy groups or parent advocacy groups specifically focused on neurodevelopmental disorders. And it's really a unique platform where PAG leaders can meet every month and share information, experiences, learn from each other, and really pool knowledge and resources so that we can move faster in developing treatments that we all really, really desperately want to have available for our kids. And membership in Combined Brain makes a lot of really important resources available to the CASC community. So one of them is a biorepository, and we will have a separate episode just specifically on the biorepository, because we will work on collecting samples this year. But those are also just critical research assets like the mice models, but things like induced pluripotent stem cell lines, iPSCs, I'm sure you've heard that or seen that acronym. So that's one of the things that we'll be able to collect through the biorepository. They also will be launching an EEG bank this year. That's also really exciting, a brand new project. We will have access to scientific expertise. They have a rent-a-scientist program should we need an expert in something very specific that we don't have otherwise readily available. So just like a wealth of really great resources for the CASC community. So those are the two partnerships that we announced this month. A couple other things for April. On April 5th, we will be receiving, if you recall, our grants program is open. We had the LOI. We selected some proposals from the LOI. We had a huge response, which was really encouraging. And now the full proposals are going to be submitted on April 5th. And then they will go to scientific reviewers, 3 scientific reviewers per proposal. And I'm really excited to see the details of these studies. The other is the epilepsy study. So we are still waiting for IRB approval and hope to be able to come back with some more information on that this month. And when it launches, we of course will do a very specific episode just on that, and probably a webinar for the community to really share information on how people can enroll. And then we also announced some fundraisers. So there's a Northeast Regional fundraiser in the US that's of course open to everybody, but it's just going to be in upstate New York. And that's the Magical Cascaval in June of this year. And then also we announced sort of our community-wide global fundraiser anyone can participate in. That's going to be in August, and that's Make a Splash for Casc. And we will, of course, share more information on that in due time. So wishing everybody a good rest of your evening, and we'll be back.